This is the brief on implementing secure GPU workloads for high-stakes government applications. So, why are governments worldwide shifting from traditional CPUs over to graphics processing units, or GPUs? Well, it's because the amount of public sector data is just exploding, and they need that raw power to maintain national security and public safety. Okay, let's jump in. First, it's all about speed. We're talking up to 100 times faster than a standard CPU. See, a CPU handles tasks one by one, but a GPU uses thousands of cores to run tons of calculations all at once. This parallel processing is a game changer for things like defense simulations and for getting ready for AI and machine learning. Second, this power is being applied across some really critical sectors. For defense and intelligence, it means real-time threat detection. In public health, they can model disease spread or speed up genome research. And for cybersecurity, it's about spotting hacking attempts in seconds instead of hours. Finally, you can't just flip a switch. There are challenges, especially with security. The roadmap to manage these risks is clear. 1. Implement a zero-trust model, which means you verify everyone and everything constantly. And 2. Adopt a sovereign cloud infrastructure to make sure sensitive data physically stays within a country's borders. Using high-performance GPU infrastructure is critical for governments to process sensitive workloads safely, improve cybersecurity, and make faster, data-driven decisions for their citizens.